Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
And a good Wednesday afternoon. Hello, everyone.
Woo!
Got 3/4 of the band here. Logan, welcome, of course, as
Hello,
always.
Hello, Logan.
What's going on?
You know what today is?
What is today?
Sweater weather. It's here.
Sweater not in weather. This studio,
no,
it's not.
It's sweating weather.
Yeah.
In the studio. Sweating weather.
So we don't get it right all the time on the interior, but I will tell you this. I woke up this morning, went outside, and thought I was going to freeze to death. I was like, it's here,
oh, I
people.
Loved it.
It is here. So I put on a sweater weather. Walked into the building, and now I think I'm going to die.
It's like 85 degrees in here.
Jamie Monticelli just walked out, and she goes, this is not okay.
I wear a sweatshirt to work even in the summer because it's so cold in this room.
It's all good.
And then in the fall, when it's, what is it, Dan, 63 outside right now? Give or take? I mean,
God, it's perfect right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And so I wear a sweatshirt into work. I come into the studio, and I'm burning up. I feel like I'm going to catch on fire. Anyway. Hello.
Hello.
Anybody got a run, do not walk?
I did last night. I cannot believe you just asked. I pulled the trigger. You know how they scam you? You can rent a movie for $19.99.
A new one.
Yeah, you have like 24 hours to watch it. Or you can buy the movie for $24. Mm-hmm. Now, there are very few movies I want to buy that I want in my entire catalog for the rest of time. But with a $4 or $5 difference, you do feel sort of obligated to just go ahead and buy it. So if somebody else wants to watch it, they can.
What a deal.
And I love scary movies.
What did we watch?
Well, I had heard Conjuring 4 is really well done. You know,
do you have to have seen 1 through 3?
No, you do not. You know, with Ed and Lorraine, it's all true. This all happened. What's Ed and Lorraine's last name? Why can't I think of it? It's very simple, like Wilson or anyway. You know, they're the haunted house people and they go in and there's something hinky going on in your house.
Warren,
thank you. And so, yeah, I started it last night alone. Not the smartest idea.
Where was Johnny?
He was working.
At night?
Just working over on the table doing his thing. And he's home sick today because I made him sick and you and everyone else around me.
But you only feel sorry when you make him sick.
I know.
You didn't feel sorry when you made me sick.
I am going to say run, do not walk to The Conjuring 4. It is very well written. It's not hokey. You know, a lot of scary movies are hokey. This is based in some version of fact. I don't know how else to say it. These are real people.
So based on a true story, which means we took creative liberties with it when we made it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I've never heard of a single person in this movie.
They're famous. The real horror behind The Conjuring 4 is the Smurl family. And they are obviously, the movie is about the Smurls, but also Ed and Lorraine doing what they do. Throughout the 1970s and 1980s.
Is this The Conjuring Last Rites?
Yes.
That's what it was called? Okay.
The Smurl family was plagued by demonic activity in their Pennsylvania home. The hauntings became so intense, they had to call in professional demonologists Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Probably because their last name was Smurl.
Investigate. Now, here's why I'm going to tell you, Scott, you need to run, do not walk. Because this is set, in truth, in the late 70s and early 80s, the decor and the references throughout the movie are fantastic.
By the way, it has grossed $482 million.
Oh, yeah.
Worldwide, it is the highest grossing film in the series.
Biography's done this story. The Conjuring Last Rites, the true story of the Smurl family haunting. Scott, the linoleum in the kitchen. Okay, think back to the late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, I remember it well.
The teenage girl's bedroom, everything they're wearing, all of the soundtrack that you hear when the teenage girl walks in her bedroom and the cordless non-phone with the cord. What do you call it? It wasn't avocado back then. It was yellow. Toward the 80s, they weren't avocado anymore. They were yellow. Where you had the cord that went 90 miles around a corner. I will tell you, there is a very scary scene involving the landline with the cord.
Oh, really?
Can I tell you it doesn't ruin anything?
Yeah, sure.
The woman is at the kitchen, Mrs. Spurl. She's talking on the phone that our moms all talked on. And that cord goes, you know, what did they go, 50 feet? They went a long way.
We would yank it quite a ways so that our parents could not hear the conversation.
Yeah, it was the kitchen phone. So mom is on the kitchen phone and you see the cord start to become taut.
Because somebody's pulling on the other end.
Yes, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, it's just little freaky things like that. But Scott, you'll love it because it is deeply rooted in the late 70s and early 80s. Did you guys have in your homes the accordion pegboard that you would hang coats on or keys?
Yeah, like, I think
picture
so.
All of the, it was a diamond shaped accordion looking thing. It is just a huge nod to the 80s. And whoever worked on the set design did a very good job.
And you're telling me that The Conjuring 4 Last Rites is a run, do not walk.
I'm telling you.
Don't make me waste my time.
The news media was all over this house back in the 80s for real because something was going on in that house. Period.
There were a lot of panics over things in the 80s.
Well, this was post Amityville, before we knew Amityville was a hoax. And so I think when something went bump in the night, right?
What would you say in the 80s there were panics about?
Oh, the Dungeons and Dragons devil worshiping for one.
I'll give you that. And I mean this in the most literal way. There was a panic, and I would argue rightfully so, R.E.AIDS,
oh,
HIV.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, yes.
And I'm not saying that was unwarranted. Of course it was warranted. I mean.
Oh, I remember my grandmother saying, you can't sit on a toilet seat.
Strict concern or very focused concern was warranted.
It was 1976 this all started, you guys. Jack and Janet Smurl were parents who moved into a duplex in West Pittston, Pennsylvania with their two young daughters. Jack's parents later moved in and occupied the other half of the house. Life was mostly uneventful until one night in 1985 when a light came crashing down from the ceiling and left their daughter with a gash on her forehead. Over the next year and a half, the Smurls claimed to experience a range of supernatural activity from blood-curdling screams, odd smells, to witnessing their German Shepherd Simon get thrown against a wall and their daughters pushed down a stairwell.
Do you believe this stuff?
We were talking about this last night. I believe there are people that can sense really bad energy on a more intricate level than like you and I, Scott.
What do you mean?
I believe in bad energy and good energy. And I think there are people that are more attuned.
From another dimension? Is that what you're saying?
I don't, whatever you want to call it. Like when I went and visited
the penitentiary
with the death chamber, you felt this just not good energy.
Well, clearly it's not a good place
now,
to
do
be.
Do I believe there's a ghost in the house rattling chains and throwing dogs against walls? I don't know. I think some of it's hype. I think Amityville Horror had a lot to do with it because everyone believed that. Everyone went to go see that movie.
Like, I mean, we need to have proof, don't we? Pictures and video, or it didn't happen.
I would agree with you on that one, Dan, especially today's day and age. Mm.
They tried exorcisms in this house, Scott.
Even in the late 20th century.
Priest came over and said he felt weird things. I mean, I don't know.
But here's what I'm getting at. Like, what is the show? It's on cable where they go in, Ghost Hunters or something like that, whatever it's called. And they're like, oh, what was that? And there was nothing there.
They hype it up for the drama of the fictional show.
Did you hear that? What was that? And there's nothing there. I just can't imagine why somebody's soul would leave the third dimension, right, and go to the fourth, which is the afterlife, and then come back to the third to what? Scare me? Throw my dog up against a wall?
We're very gullible people. We really want to believe in the fantasy of a lot of this stuff.
I think about
alien abductions.
Yes, I agree with you, Dan, but here's the big but. In 1987, the family put this house up for sale, okay? Some guy bought it, tried to rent it out, but claimed he had difficulty finding a tenant because of the haunted history of the house, right? Here's where I say but. Do I really believe in all of that stuff? Not necessarily. But if you said to me, there is this beautiful house in Pennsylvania, it doesn't cost a lot, it's your dream home, you can have it very cheap. However, you do need to know, awful things have happened in this house.
And you have to stay there and, 3 nights.
Well, no, you literally, if someone offered you, this is your dream property, Dan, accept that, ... I don't think I'd move into a house like that. So do I believe it? I don't know. But do I want to chance it and move into a house? I'm not moving into a house like that. Or if there were like 5 people murdered in a house.
But Dana,
I don't want to be in that house either.
If you were living in a house where your dog was thrown up against a wall and you truly believed it, right?
Yeah.
And your kid was thrown down a flight of stairs, would you stay?
No.
Because if you watch the movies, I said this about 2 or 3 weeks ago, if you watch the movies, it's always the white people.
Get out.
Okay, honey, I think we'll stay.
A new owner did move in 1988. Her name was Deborah. And she claims that she never had anything unusual happen in that house whatsoever.
Old houses, you have creaky pipes.
Oh,
you have unoiled door hinges.
But Dan, my house is like 14 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I still, even every once in a while, hear a little creak. And I'm like, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
But my first thought is, you know, maybe the house settled by a fraction of a fraction of a fraction.
Yeah. You didn't think, oh my goodness, it's poltergeist.
Let's grab the rosary and start praying the rosary.
Do you think they're lying?
I think what people tend to do is either they're gullible enough that they believe that every little creak and noise that they hear in their home is the sign of a demon, or they're trying to make money. Yes.
Is it possible that the truth lies somewhere in between, where some really bad things did happen in the house, but the light could have just fallen because it's an old house?
Because it's an old house, right? That's right. Not because some soul stayed behind.
But then from that, you start thinking—
just that exact thing.
You start thinking from that, oh my gosh, is there something wrong with the house? Right. And then once you see the purple Volkswagen, you can't stop seeing the purple Volkswagen.
Well, but you and I know we're late on the break, you live in an older home, is that correct?
Yes.
Do you think that nobody ever died in that house?
I would be naive to think that.
That is correct.
But I love the creaks. I find that comforting. Now— if a dog levitated above me and went flying across the room and someone ripped a corded phone out of my ear, I'd probably go to therapy or something. I don't know what I'd do.
God willing. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dan and Parks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Jack and Janet Sproul, by the way, claim that once their bed shook and they saw a black shadow lurking around their bedroom.
Okay.
In another instance, Janet was reportedly yanked out of bed, and on a different night, the couple levitated, quote, as high as the ceiling, according to Ed.
Now, this was in the 80s. There were video cameras, but there weren't phones where you could just, or, you know, indoor cameras.
No, there
cameras
is. The family also experienced foul odors and heard pigs grunting in the home.
Do you believe it?
I think they thought something was wrong inside the house that they maybe couldn't verbalize.
Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. This is from the movie, what was it that you watched last night?
The latest Conjuring movie.
Conjuring.
That has done very well.
Conjuring 4,
mm-hmm.
The Last Rites.
Yeah.
Hey, folks. I just looked over a minute ago. We had like three or four lines filled up. And then I look over just now and everybody drops off. We will get to you. I swear to God.
There's a ghost in the machine.
That's exactly what's happened.
913-586.
Do you feel like levitating? I do.
Well, maybe.
A lot of this sounds like the, remember the Balloon Boy hoax?
Yes, from about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Have you not seen any of those documentaries?
Well, saw that, but you know,
it
this
is
whole idea.
The one on the Heaney family, it's one word for a bunch of documentaries.
Yeah, isn't it Trainwreck?
It's like Trainwreck.
I almost said
Dumpster Fire. If you have not seen the Trainwreck documentary on the Heaneys, run, do not walk, as they still to this day swear it was not a hoax. They really thought the kid was in the balloon.
The kid even fessed.
I know on Wolf Blitzer filling in for Larry King, he was like, we were doing this for a TV show. You don't remember that?
Yeah, of course I do. Dad was trying to get a TV show lined, a reality TV show based on their horribly unremarkable family.
Because they had already had some experience that wife swap.
Yes. It was
quote,
wife.
Unquote,
that's right.
Reality
yeah,
show.
It was wife swap.
And so that this kind of stuff just reminds me a little bit about that. There's always somebody out there who's trying to, you know, make a little money and try and convince people about all kinds of things.
Yes.
By the way, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who would later become Pope Benedict in 2005, assigned an exorcist to the Smurl case. According to Ed, the exorcist went into the Smurl's home, performed an exorcism on the property, and the home was, quote, clear ever since. Well, that's why the next owner of the home never had any problems. They exorcised the demon that was in there.
Just do some white sage smudging and you'll be good.
but prior to that, kids' heads will spin around and they'll spit out green vomit. But once you get the Pope in there or the priest...
These type of stories have been with humanity for
thousands of years.
Thousands of years.
Yes. I mean, let me ask you this. If ghosts slash demons, and maybe they're not interchangeable the way I just described, are so common, where's the evidence?
Well, you could say that about a lot of things.
Like what? Sasquatch?
Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, sure.
Bigfoot.
Yes. Listen to this from one of the daughters. That we did it for fame or money is the most ridiculous statement ever. We were a normal family with normal lives that went through a tragedy and prevailed by staying strong and faithful. It's everyone else that blew it up into a nightmare. We battled the demons inside and the public outside, and the public made it worse. She says, quote, we never made any money from the book or movie. Who would want to go through all of that media and public bashing for nothing?
Okay, I'm not saying anybody's a liar.
Okay.
That's not my role. If you're telling me that you sold your story for, or check that, told your story for a movie or a book, and you didn't make any money...
That's on you.
You're a liar.
All right.
Either that or you're dumb.
No, I think it started.
We didn't make any money off the book.
I think it started in fact. I really do believe that they believed something was scary inside of that house. And then maybe did we add something about the levitation? When you start telling me people are levitating, I'm like, okay.
Listen, I'm not here to tell you that there isn't a at least loose connection between the third and fourth dimensions. I think I've actually experienced one. And that was the license plate back in 1998. And I believe that was a message from my father. But I've tried to conjure, okay?
Sure.
My father over the last 27 years since.
Yeah.
He's nowhere to be heard.
Yep.
I mean, it is crickets. I've prayed to my father. I've talked to my father. I've asked him for another sign. You know, there have been, and I'm sure you're the same way, there are things in your life where you know you're walking into a mistake or potentially walking into a mistake, right? And there have been times where I'm in a situation, I'm not comfortable, I think I might be making a mistake, and I've called on my father to send me another sign. Just tell me what to do. You probably know if what I believe is true, if what I believe is true and my dad's in heaven, okay, and he might be able to, I don't know, knock on Jesus's door and ask, you know, where's my son going here? What's going to happen? And I say, Dad, can you send me a sign? Just help me, point me in the right direction. I get nothing. So why is it that I get what I believe to be one little sign, which actually turned out to be a huge... A career changer for me, But I get one little sign on a license plate on a car, and yet never once have I levitated out of my bed. Never once has any of my dogs ever been thrown against a wall.
Yeah.
And never has one of my children been kicked down a stair by some bizarre, not really there soul, or at least I can't see it. And yet these, we'll get, Jeremy and everybody else, hang tight. We'll get to all of you in just a moment.
We have a paranormal investigator on the line.
Here we go.
I can't wait. And Jeremy, I will not make fun of you,
no,
but
I
do have some, because you're a guest in our home, but I have some serious questions. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to Jeremy in Olathe. Jeremy, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well. What's going on, man?
Oh, not a whole lot. So I've been investigating, doing paranormal investigations for like the last year and a half, maybe. I'm kind of new to it. So the group I go with, they've been on a lot of investigations. But what I'll say is I think Ed and Lorraine's stories are kind of exaggerated or maybe not even fully true at all.
Why do you say that?
That's just what my opinion. I don't have any like proof or anything of it, but I've heard stories of them and I've heard all kinds of stuff, but I don't really know for sure what their if their story is true. But I have had some paranormal experiences, but nothing to the extent that you see in movies. I've never seen anything. I mainly heard stuff.
Yeah, because they're trying to sell tickets to seats. And so to get people into the theaters, you know, it and it works. Like around Halloween time, you know this. There's a reason that those movies don't come out around Christmas time.
Yeah, yeah. And what I'll say is I think people's imaginations when you're inside these places, and it is kind of creepy. Like we've been to several places that have had murders and all kinds of stuff. And
but tell me this, Jeremy. Sorry to interrupt you. I beg your pardon. But when you say you've experienced paranormal activity, can you give me an example?
Yeah. So we went to the Villisca Axe Murder House not that long ago, and while we were there, we all heard kids talking, and we heard a hello and then like muffled voices from like another room that sound like kids talking. And we actually do have evidence of it. We have recordings of it, but what I've learned with recordings of stuff like voices and stuff like that is people, when you play them, you know, unless they were there, they don't really believe them, you know. I'm the same way. When I hear stuff that people have recorded, I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but I'm not really sure if I believe it. It's kind of...
You drove all the way to Villisca, Iowa to see this house. It's a very quaint-looking house on the outside, despite what they say happened on the inside.
Oh, yeah, the story of what happened there is absolutely horrific. But, yeah, we drove. It's about a three-hour drive, I believe. We drove up there with a group of maybe, I think we had 10 of us there. And, you know, we split up and go and sit inside and ask questions and try to get responses. And we got video cameras set up and sound recording devices and all kinds of equipment in there and tried to just see what we can get.
When you're in a haunted house or a suspected haunted house, does everybody whisper?
No. Sometimes, yes. There are times where we're like trying to be very quiet and we whisper and we're trying to listen. But a lot of times we'll be goofing around, you know, and kind of having normal conversation. And then something crazy happens. Like we went to a place two weekends ago. And while I was sitting in this room, they look kind of like the dolls you see in the movie, Conjuring, like the
yeah,
I think it's called
like Annabelle. Yeah.
They had two of those sitting on the fireplace, and while I'm sitting there in the room, just kind of hanging out and reading stuff on my phone, some of the group was about to go upstairs and investigate. Both those dolls just literally toppled over off the top of the shelf.
Oh, I'm out. If something like that happened, I'm out. By the way, Scott, the Villisca house in Iowa. It's a little macabre. There is a gigantic sign out in front of this quaint little house that says the Axe Murder House.
Oh, good.
So happened in 1912.
So, Jeremy, I'm not saying I don't believe you, and I'm not saying that I don't believe that you and your colleagues have experienced something that is out of this world-ish, if you will. But I'm curious about this, and I don't know if there is an explanation for this or not. But if these souls from another dimension... can communicate with us verbally, why do they only use one or two words? Why not a full... I mean, they're clearly more powerful than
we are.
Hey,
my name is Bob. What's going on?
Why are you guys here? There was a horrible murder here years ago. I was the one who was murdered. Would you mind getting out of my house? I mean, why do they always speak in like one-word sentences?
You see that? Yeah, that we don't really know. Like nobody really knows. It's the same thing as like, why are they here? Why would they want to stay in this house? You know, and I don't really know the answers to that. I don't even know if it's the same, you know, paranormal, whatever you want to call it, ghost, demon entity as the last one. But when we heard these children's voices, we could hear it say hello. And then we could hear them muffled. We couldn't understand what they're saying, but when we listened to the recording, it sounded like, hello, I'm in here. Hello, I'm in here. And Yeah, it's just stuff like that. So I've never had anything super crazy, nothing visual. I've seen doors open, and that was at a house I lived at, but I've never experienced some.
And you don't think this is somebody trying to punk you or something like that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how they would. I mean, sometimes we kind of punk each other when we're there.
Because I remember when I was a kid, when I was a kid, we would play the Ouija board, right? And we would ask, like, you know, who does Samantha really love?
Right.
You know, I'm in fifth grade.
Right.
And I'm moving the Ouija board device.
And then everyone at the same time goes, that's not me. I'm not moving it. I'm not moving it.
And I'm sitting there looking at my friends. I'm like, because I had a huge crush on Samantha. And I'm like, that's not me. That is not me. And I like, took one hand off. And I'm still moving it with my left middle finger to S-C-O-T-T.
Yep. That's one of the reasons I don't really mess with Ouija boards. I'm not really into all that part of it. I don't really. The group I go with, some of the people that go really are into that stuff, and they know a lot more about it. I'm kind of more just there for the experience. I just want to experience. I want to see a ghost. I want to hear, you know. Okay. But at the same time, I'm a skeptic. So when stuff happens, I kind of look at it. And I'm like, well, could the wind move this door? Could, you know, could these dolls just have fallen off because they were leaning or what, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
This house is creepy.
Let's go to Cody in Eastern Shawnee. Hello, Cody.
Hey, guys, hope you're well. And here in Eastern Shawnee, the peasants are free.
It's good to hear your voice, man.
This is a really kind of a touchy but yet good subject because in Native American culture, right, there are some of us who are more spiritually inclined to have that connection with, like you said, so, you know, spirits or ghosts, you know, people that refer to that, use that phrase. In today's society, we see them as if I was talking to you, right now. But then if we look away and look back, they're gone, right? Now, we can't explain why that is, right? I can't sometimes put a connection to A to B. My ex-girlfriend living here, I saw her dad many times in her house, and I've never seen the guy, right? He passed away like 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And so when I described him to a T, you know, like she was like, are you sure that was him, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah. And she ended up going through, like, you know, old photos, and she brought up a photo, and she said, this is him. And, you know, she said, you described him. Literally, to like her jaw fell, and that amazed her because, again, you know, I've never met the guy. He's been, you know, dead for almost two decades, but it happens, right? And so, I don't ask for it. Like a medicine man told me that, you know, during many ceremonies, that the reason why that I see spirits, good and bad, is just because they feel that connection of, like, that portal or that. You know, you're able to carry a message to the people here, right? And I have seen, like, evil spirits. That last caller who said, hey, I want to see spirits, and I want to have a ghost touch me or something like that. Like, yeah, no, I don't wish that or ask that or, you know, go to bed at night thinking, hey, sometime here in the near future, I'd love to have a spirit, you know, come to me. Because really, we don't know if they're good or bad, right?
And Cody, thank you for the call.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to tell you this. God forbid if something happens to me first, Scott, I will haunt you and I will just send
you
signs all day long.
Why?
I will just be going, Scott, it's Dana.
Go away.
It's time to go to break.
You would haunt me?
Please start wearing underwear. Yeah, I would.
Well, you know what?
To make you laugh,
well,
I would.
Guess what? If I go first,
fine.
Here's all you're going to hear as you're laying down for bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. Dana, thwack, 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 thwack. Come outside and play. Thwack, 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 thwack. We'll wrap it up with Mike in Topeka. Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So from a scientific perspective on this, when a human egg is fertilized, there is a flash of light that to this day science can't explain, right? And our bodies function on electrical impulses. It's what makes our muscles work and everything. And not to be too gross or anything, but our bodies also have caloric energy, you know, and we have body heat. That's all different forms of energy. And scientifically, we know that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only transfer from one thing to another. And so when you die, the energy that makes up who you are has to go somewhere. And where that somewhere is open to interpretation. So make of that what you will.
Okay. But why would that energy stay here?
We don't know.
Well, but where would it go is the question. You know, whether it stays here, it goes somewhere else, the energy has to go somewhere. It doesn't just cease to exist. That energy still exists in some form. The question is what form and where. Hmm. And I think that's kind of open to interpretation to each individual person.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Hey, appreciate the call. Mike. Thanks for the deep thought. Mosquitoes have been discovered in Iceland for the first time ever.
Oh.
According to researchers, the volcanically active country has long been one of the few mosquito-free places in the world. Would you care to guess the other places where...
Somebody smuggle one on an airplane or something? How'd they get there?
I don't know. Iceland and Antarctica are the only places on Earth where mosquitoes have not existed, at least in modern time. Norway, Scotland, Greenland, all are home to mosquitoes. Iceland has never had it. They blame rising temperatures, longer summers, and more mild winters, all brought on by climate change, creating a more favorable environment for mosquitoes to thrive.
You know that there have been 16 reported cases of West Nile in Missouri just this year. 3 deaths, including, I believe, one gentleman who was a career radio host.
Oh,
east of here.
In St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. 3 deaths. Cases have been reported in St. Louis County, St. Louis City, and other counties across the state. I don't know why it's back. I don't know. And sometimes you don't have symptoms before it gets you.
The outbreak may have been connected to a number of large stuffed animals on a Chelsea campus, but Google employees working at the tech giant's New York office have been told to stay home following a possible bed bug outbreak.
Oh, gross!
In the office, not in a hotel.
Wait, there's bed bugs in their office?
In their office, in the New York office of Google. workers received an email on Sunday alerting them to the problem after exterminators and a sniffer dog found credible evidence of a bed bug presence. This is from the UK Independent. The outbreak may have been linked to a number of large stuffed animals on the Chelsea campus, which cost around $2.1 billion to build on the site of a historic 1930s rail terminal. The email was sent to all Google employees in New York on behalf of the company's environmental health and safety
team. It said, "Dear Google employees, you have cooties. Enjoy."
By the way, this is not the first time that their office has been infested with bed bugs. It happened also in 2010. At the tech giant's 9th Avenue office.
Adults can live for months without feeding. They can lay hundreds of eggs.
Have you ever had them?
Nope. And because they are flat and oval-shaped and about the size of an apple seed, they can literally fit through any space.
This is why they say when you go to a hotel.
I know what you're going to say here.
What am I going to say?
Take a blue light?
No. No. Do not ever, ever put your luggage on or your clothes on your bed.
You're supposed to put it on the rack that's
right.
Provided.
Or anywhere else but the bed. And the reason they're called bed bugs is they live in the crevices, the creases of the mattress.
I don't want to talk about it. This does say an infestation can happen in any home regardless of cleanliness.
And that's exactly right. I mean, your kid can get lice. It has nothing to do with how often you wash or bathe your child. But I have heard, and I may be wrong, but I have heard getting rid of bed bugs is a very, not necessarily expensive, tedious process. You have to heat the room, I thought I read somewhere, to 135 degrees. So like everybody has to get out of the house, you not only fumigate it, but you heat the room to 134 degrees because they can't survive north of that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Enjoy your lunch. News with Dan Weinbaum coming up in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks.
Good talk.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.